Yeah, what else would a girl robot be in Universe 2? I'm blonde, and so is what obviously has to be my robot. You can say Goldilocks, but I prefer Marilyn Muse Roe. You may like the name Musée, but it reminds me of the Orsay in Paris. Little Marilyn is my name for my dancing robot. In terms of planetariums, I like your idea you previously had about an outdoor planetarium / drive-in combo. What could be more 50s than a drive-in movie that shows stars too? You dreamed of that before. It's currently underwater though from all your rain, isn't it? So there's that. Seems to me you have to decide where to put your drive-in screen first. Hand me that napkin. I'll make you a sketch to go along with your sketchy plan so far. Yeah, why did nobody tell me there was no season 167 in the podcast? How could we go from 166 to 168? You are the narrator, don't you think you should fix this? I'm going up to Mount Olympus, something's wrong here. We have to have odd numbers. Otherwise we are doomed to be ordinary even-handed May Muses and blasé peeps. I just hope when I get there, I don't see two Zeus twins. I don't know how long I'll be gone. Like other mythological creatures, Muses never write. Yeah, why did nobody tell me there was no season 167 in the podcast? How could we go from 166 to 168? You are the narrator, don't you think you should fix Gar? I'm repeating what I just said. Season 168 won't let me stop on episode 11, it has to have 12. Don't step on little Marilyn while I'm gone. And she needs fresh batteries 3 times a day. Triple A. I'm out. Wait, let me say this one more time. Gar. Gare. Gare. Wake up, you dozed off in your chair here at the station after recording that Beatles thing. It was very poetic, but then soon you were snoring. Also, you were talking in your sleep, something about people ordering cheeseburgers and lunchroom poker games and, I don't know what else. I hope you didn't mind me dumping that wastebasket full of cold water on your head. Must have been some dream. Hope you don't flash back on it later. Here's a towel. Attention please, am I coming through? These electronic blasts seem iffy to me. I told you a good old-fashioned bullhorn would work better. Attention please, this is Urania, muse of everything from the horizon up, you know. The staff meeting will take place tomorrow, Wednesday morning instead of whatever that next day is called. Muses don't need weeks. I had forgotten that on Wednesday nights I play poke. I mean, I have other official business. That is all. Carry on and keep your noses clean. At least vaguely clean, given some of the lunch orders I heard in Gaia's Nightmare. Come in Jonah, or do you prefer Brother Jonah? We've been expecting you. We are the Muses, and I am Urania, muse of astronomy. My partner here is Euterpe, the muse of music. We are in charge here, since Gare is Mr. Stars and Guitars. But you were indeed here before us, at the beginning, and we've saved a place for you. And yes, I've had the same 200 pairs of shoes for thousands of years now. They never wear out. Erito, what are you doing down here on the casino floor? Don't blow my cover like we blew Gare's Jonah Boondoggle. I'm Donna from Nebraska, and I'm winning big here at the blackjack table. Of course I'm counting cards, it's the only way to bring down the house. Card counting is simply using a system to keep track of the ratio of low cards to high cards. I googled it on the way out. Can you text Gare and tell him to bring me extra peanuts from the airplane? And ask him why I keep humming Paper Moon all day today. What's that song got to do with us? Now let me get back to my game. Hit me, dealer. System uses, let's shake off the fact the floor boss kicked me out of the casino last night for counting cards, and confront our latest dilemma. I told him I was counting sheep, but he didn't buy it since I was awake at the time. Gare finally texted from the Outer Banks of North Carolina a few minutes ago. It seems his pilot only knew how to fly in a straight line, and Nashville is virtually the same latitude as here in Vegas. But Gare jumped out of the taxiing plane before it turned into the pasture and pushed it towards the east before hopping in. That explains why there were clotheslines and somebody's laundry wrapped around the propeller. He will try again tomorrow, but we now face an exhibition opening at 8 a.m. tomorrow with no products to display. I'm taking suggestions. Don't all raise your hands at once now. Leprechaun, we've been pronouncing it wrong all this time. I'll be right back, darlings. I have to put the 20 grand I won at roulette today in the hotel bank vault. That little ball was just going my way all day, hee hee ho. And then after our coin toss landed on heads, Terpy got an order for 11 gross planet Irariums from that buyer guy for the $1.25 store chain, what's it called? As days go, we've done worse. And who says my hotel room is bigger? Sisters, I think we'd better pack up our troubles here in this old kit bag, no I mean return to the coop in Gallatin, before real Gare makes this any weirder. Euterpe and I were comparing odd notes on our brother Jonah experiences last night when an urgent text came in from Gare saying cease and desist, he'd explain it all in person. This was after the earlier text from Story Gare asking how you trim the talons of a siren, I don't know why that was of concern. So back we must go. Do any of you remember getting on the plane out here to Vegas? None of us do. What the? This better be good, Gare.